Blog Talk Radio.
By Rod Massage and Wellness, and it is not too late to get your Valentine's package right now. There's a few days left. This is the best time to get that full spa package for the loved one in your life. And we're talking about massage, we're talking about flowers, and we're talking about champagne. If you are interested in finding out more information on how to get the package or to schedule an appointment, there's only two more slots left for Valentine's week. This looks like it's going to be a very big week. Looks like a lot of people are trying to do that special thing for the special someone. So it is just a couple of days, a couple of slots available left this week for Valentine's Day. To find out, you can call me at 240-778-5219 if you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. You can also go onto facebook.com/TQMind to find out more about how to get that special package for that special someone. And today we are talking about love and hip-hop. Now, we're not talking about the TV show. We're not talking about that end or the aspects of that particular show. Today we're talking about music. Today is the day after the Grammys, and we saw that Sam Smith had a very big day with 4 Grammys. And the song that he won with is actually considered a love song, because it's talking about love, it's talking about together, it's talking about trying to keep the one that he's with him. So that was a big song. But on the radio, we hear a lot of songs that just are not about love. There's a lot of songs that just forgot about what love is, and they're considered, you know, ballads, or they're considered slow songs, they're considered songs of love. So this is what we're going to tackle now. Are we losing the concept of love songs? Are we losing the concept of love on the radio? You can hit me up, 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this particular topic, because it definitely is an important topic to have when it comes down to what is love on the radio. So until that point, we're going to play what I feel is a love song. I Can't Believe, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment.
My vision.
This is the love month. So all this week we're talking about love, and today we're talking about love and hip-hop. And when we say love and hip-hop, we're talking about the music side of love. And when you listen to the lyrics of that particular song, and you listen to it, you can tell that is a love song. Only could it be that every day I can see my fantasy is unreal to me. You know, things like that show that it's about having that love in your life. When Sam Smith wrote Stay With Me, he was talking about how he was feeling very emotionally, feeling love, and he wanted to express that love to the person that, you know, he was with by writing that song, Stay With Me, 'Cause You're All I Need. Now, that is signs of showing love to a song. But right now, we hear so many songs on the radio. We hear so many songs that are considered now love songs that we wouldn't consider love songs. Now, so now I am, you know, of course, I'm not saying that songs that are not love songs are brand new. This has been happening for a very, very long time. Go back into the days of the 40s and the 50s, it was just sexual songs. 60s and 70s, sexual songs. 80s and 90s, sexual songs. When I was coming of age, that teenage years, two of the biggest songs that you heard on the radio, I Want to Sex You Up and Do Me. You know what I'm saying? Those songs were definitely not love songs. But there are ways that they did it, double entendres, you know, slipping something in there that you know that is sexual, but still in a way that it was discreet. But now songs have taken a whole nother level when it comes down to how they portray love and how they put these songs out there. And this is what I want to talk about. Because now if you're someone who's listening to find, you know, trying to find a love song, and it's just not there. You hear sex, and that's all it's about sex. Nothing really says love. So, you know, you think of some of the songs that you know that were Grammy nominated this year. All right, you got say Usher. Grammy nominated song. This was nominated, you know, along the lines of Best R&B song. And most people love Usher. I'm a big Usher fan. He has really great songs. But then you hear songs like, you know, I Done Been Around the World, I Done Kissed a Lot of Girls, So I'm Guessing That Is True, Let Me Holler, I Bet $1 Million, Don't Nobody Kiss It Like You. Such a good kiss, I got lipstick on my legs. And that's supposed to be sexy. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be something that is supposed to get people in the mood. That's as bold, as brash. It's not love. And if we have songs like that, and that's supposed to represent love, then that's not gonna cut it when it comes down to finding that true of, you know, the true meaning of love song. Here's another one. Music, nice and smooth, nice and mellow. Song Studio, Schoolboy Q. Now, Studio, once again, another Grammy-nominated song. You know, a song about, I guess, it's about a person who really feels that they, you know, they love somebody. Because if you listen to some of the lyrics, you know that, you know, he's actually trying to talk about love, but then you listen to what he's saying, it just doesn't fit. You know, you need a real M show you, so come in, throw that booty and I'll see if you can make it. This little verse can get you naked. See your heart ain't made for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. That is supposed to be love. I mean, honestly, I don't know if that will, you know, show love to a person. You know, see your heart ain't made for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. Yeah, that sounds nice. But then you say this little verse can get you naked. That's not going to say that that's love, you know. And then during this whole concept of him talking about how much he loves this person, they says no metaphors, nothing like that. I'm going to get straight to the point where you want to put this deal all up inside of you. What? That's love? I mean, like I said, love the song, love the music. It's very mellow, it's very smooth, but realistically, that's not love. That's not something that says, oh, man, I'm really infatuated with this person. I'm really in love with this person. You know, so I'm going to write this verse. And then that's what it comes down to. That's what it's come down to. It's come down to not talking about love, but saying, I just love having sex with you. And that's not the right way to portray love. If you're going to portray love in music, you got to portray it in a way that it shows that even if you're going in sexual means, that you really want to be sensual with the person. You really want to produce sensual music. Even Marvin Gaye said, when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. You listen to what he was saying it in such a metaphoric way that you understood that he was trying to portray that means and that mode of good love making, of good, smooth, sensual love making. You know, listen to songs like H-Town, even. H-Town back in the day, you know, I'm going to pull up some of the things, you know, last night thinking back when we made good love, listening to some Marvin Gaye all night long. Now I want the old thing back. Make this moment once again convert. You know, I'm talking about good knocking, body knocking boots, but he did it in a way that was really sensual, that was really smooth. And that's what we're talking about today. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. We're talking about love and hip hop, how music affects the mood and affects how everything goes. And I just want to bring in Miss Choices right now. Can you hear me right now?
Hi, everyone.
Hey. So we're just talking about love and music. And let's just say, the day after the Grammys, see how Sam Smith dominated with Stay With Me. But then you got songs up there like Studio and Good Kisser that are great songs in their own right, but they're not love songs. So then I saw, like, try to get your move really for making love. So tell me what you feel about the music scene right now, and how do you feel that it's a lack of love music right now on the radio?
I think it's definitely a lack of love music. People don't, you know what I'm saying, everything is about right now, the hook and the beat or whatever. But when you look back in the, like, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s, they were giving you a love song. You know what I'm saying? They were giving you verses. They were giving you, you know what I'm saying, insights to their life. Nowadays, you don't have that. Everything is about the hook. But see, if you reach back a little bit, get that real music like that Lauryn Hill, which is one of my faves, that Erykah Badu, Jaheim, all of my favorites, they're giving you a love story. You know, nowadays you're not getting that love story. Everything is about a rap or a brand new dance. It's not about the love and you know what I'm saying, what used to be hip-hop. Now it's about rapping, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But hip-hop used to be, you know what I'm saying, as Lauryn Hill said it the best, hip-hop started out in the heart. You know, this was something that they felt. This is something that, you know what I'm saying, they live by. This is something that, you know what I'm saying, they raised their children by, made kids by. You gotta reach back now. Nowadays, you can't go to what came out in 2000. That's not about hip-hop.
That's true. And then you hear the R&B songs now. Just, you know, I'm a fan of Trey songs, and I like Trey songs, but the modern-day love song isn't really a love song. I mean, when you listen to songs like, you know, Dive In, or you listen to songs like I'm Crushing You Tonight, I mean, while I like those songs, you know, that's the modern-day love song. You know, there's no subtlety to it anymore. You know, like I was saying, you know, you know we had songs like I Want to Set You Up and Do Me, of course, but the thing is, they still did it in a way that was more subtle, that was more double entendre, not just going right into it. And that's why I think right now there's a lack of subtlety. So do you think that the music that we hear or the images that we see kind of, especially in music, help to, you know, portray that? You know, now that there's not a lot of subtlety in things, you know, we're not easing into it, we just want to crush. That's what it sounds like when you listen to music, you know, what's going on.
Yeah. I fully agree. Everybody want to crush. Everybody want to hit. Everybody want to bang. You know what I'm saying? And which is not what they used to be. Like, let's take it back to Petty Pendergrass. You know what I'm saying? All-time favorite. He was romancing and loving it. You know what I'm saying? Caressing. Now they just like bang, bent over the counter. What Lil Wayne say? He on the toilet in the bathroom. He don't even know what to call it. Like, nobody has time for that. You know what I'm saying? It sounds funny to people, but you now, as an adult, you want to, even when we were young. I mean, I'm a 30s baby, so even when we were young, we were thinking about Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls used to kill it. He used to, you know what I'm saying, give you lyrics. He used to give you, you know what I'm saying, understanding. And some people are like, what, Biggie? Yeah, Biggie. Biggie came out when Lauryn Hill was out. Jaheim was killing it back then. And the topic is love and hip-hop. You can be one of the ones who are in that groove. You understand. Because I promise you, I definitely made one of my kids off of one of Biggie's singles. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting people know, like, yo, Biggie spoke to me. And he was, you know what I'm saying, he was able to hit me with the lyrics. Even though he's not here no more, because people, rappers like him don't even exist, I don't think. Jay-Z is a close come-up, but it's nothing like the Biggie and the Tupac. nothing like it.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, you listen to Big Girl, You Look Fine, Like a Diamond Face, Rolex, You Just Shine, I Like Your Waistline. That's still subtle. That's still saying, hey, you know, it's still, there's still some thoughts put into it that makes you feel like, okay, maybe he is talking about, you know, he's still romancing you a little bit, even though you know the song, but, you know the song, but it still was put done in a way that was still subtle and just moving into it. Now it's just, you know, it's just, there's no sensuality when it comes down to presenting what they're saying. Double entendres are the key to bringing out that true music. I mean, just like I said, with Teddy Pendergrass, Turn Off the Lights, you know, it was double entendre. It was smooth. It was going into it. You know, it wasn't really just hitting you with it over the head like, okay, this is what's going to happen. Let's get it in. You know, it was just a little more methodical about the way they did it. Of course, they were talking about sex, but they were talking about sex in a way that didn't make you feel dirty after listening to it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Exactly. It didn't make you feel dirty. It made you feel like, hey, he's in, you know what I'm saying, kiss me, caress me, love me, you know what I'm saying, showed me, not just straight to the bang. He gave, you know what I'm saying, let's not forget about the foreplay in the relationship. You know, stimulate my mind first before you want to jump all the way into my panties. And like, no, it doesn't work like that. You got to, you know, love me. Make me, you know what I'm saying, take my walls down a little bit. It might have been a rough week. I may be a little, you know what I'm saying, defensive, whatever it is. But now here you are, you want to caress me. You want to love me. You know what I'm saying? You want to be there for me. This is my time of need. And it's going to turn around and be your time of need. But nowadays, that's why I really don't listen to, like, the current. Some people are like, oh, it's blah, blah. Okay. I really don't know who it is and who's singing it. Because that's not my genre. My genre is, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, give me my 80s and 90s. I can tell you who's singing that. I can tell you what that's about. I can't really understand, you know what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong, I love the wobble. But what definition does a wobble have? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's a brand new,
hey, big
you know, Cupid
back it up,
Shuffle.
You know what I'm
right, Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, you know what
I can do
on.
That. But it's no bass to it. It's no, you know what I'm saying,
right.
No heart to it, no love to it. It's, you know, and people need to understand on an everyday level that, hey, you can have love in hip-hop, but don't be caught up in the actual love in hip-hop of the TV stations. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing. I think a lot of people are bringing the ratchet into their relationships. So if you're bringing the ratchet into your relationships, then that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get that subtlety. You're not going to get that loving. You're not going to get that sensuality. You're going to get the ratchet. And that's what I think, that's what people are experiencing in their relationships right now.
They're thinking that's the end thing. They're thinking that, you know what I'm saying, that's how you get into a relationship. No, a love is not, I mean, really, truly, relationships are not about that. Love is truly about being there for one another, you know what I'm saying, seeing their side of things. Of course, sometimes you're not going to always get it right, but that's okay. You're willing to work through that. But if you caught up in the day in the life of the love and hip-hop of Atlanta, love and hip-hop of New York, whatever, you're not seeing a true love and hip-hop. You're seeing the reality show version. But if you back it up a couple years and get the love and hip-hop of Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, you know what I'm saying, Jaheim, a couple of my favorites, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, you know what I'm saying? That's where you get the true love and hip-hop.
Exactly.
Because they will give you a story.
They'll give you exactly a story, give you a storyline, and that's what we're missing right now. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. So I'm going to ask Ms. Choices, if you can put your top three all-time love-making songs, what would they be?
Okay, Mary J. Blige, You All I Need. Can't forget about Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Lauryn Hill, the whole album of Miseducation. And Biggie Smalls, You All I Need. You know what I'm saying? Like the wrap up.
Yep. Nice. See that? That's what I'm talking about. That's what real love making music is. Now, if you're going to ask me, I'm thinking, you know, like LL Cool J, I Need Love, bring it back to that. I mean, just, you know, just the way he broke everything down on that part, you know, it was about love. It was like, I need love. That was just classic LL Cool J, just the way he did that. Then, shoot, I might even take it back a little bit with Zap, Roger Troutman, Computer Love, Patch.
Right.
Loving
Computer
right
Love.
There. You hear that music. You hear that music. You hear just a vibe and a style of everything on that. That gets you to that point where you just want, you know, that's love making music. And then I'll probably say Tony, whatever you want. That whatever you want, you know I can provide. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm, where did that go?
Oh,
where did that, where did that music go? That's what I want to come back. I mean, you know, Chris Brown, Usher, they try sometimes, but I think they've lost their way as far as, you know, what they're
right.
doing. I mean, you know, yeah, These Hoes Ain't Loyal isn't a love song to me.
Right. Gail LaVert. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't grab that.
They don't get it nowadays. Everybody's like the hip hop and the joint, and they want to jump, and they want to, you know what I'm saying? They forgot about Teddy Pendergrass, Gail LaVert. You know, people like that who just laid the groundwork for, you know what I'm saying, artists nowadays to even attempt to do what they're doing. And that's why I try to tell people on a day-to-day basis, okay, you may be in love, you may be all about the shows, you may even be all about the music, but it's a combination of the three. You know what I'm saying? You got to love your person, bring the music into it, because that's what's going to be the soothing part of it, and don't get caught up in what you see on TV. Because now everything is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop this, Love and Hip Hop that. Mm-mm. That's truly and truly not Love and Hip Hop, because nothing that's going on in the shows is love and hip hop. But if you break it down to, you know what I'm saying, Teddy Pendergrass, Gail LaVert, Jaheim, Lauryn Hill, they are truly showing you what Love and Hip Hop was about.
Exactly. And if y'all don't know about those artists, you better go on Spotify, you better go on Pandora, Google them, YouTube them, listen to what that is. Ghetto Love Story. Jaheim's Ghetto Love Story is still one of the best albums out there if you listen to it. You know, that's what a Ghetto Love Story is, and that's what it was. It was good hip hop with love in the mix. That's what real music is. And that's what we're missing right now. That real music, that real love, that real art when it comes down to it. Now, say this 30 minutes flies by so fast. And right now I just want to thank everybody for listening each and every week to Love Talk. So your source for inspiration and information. And once again, I'm going to continue the Love and series next week. Next week is real interesting because we're going to go into this whole, it's going to be called Love and the Wild. And Love and the Wild is about, you know, there's the new hot movie right now coming out this weekend. A lot of people going out, 50 Shades of Grey. And 50 Shades of Grey is talking about bringing a lot of wild and different things into your relationship. So we're going to talk about, since Valentine's weekend as well, we're going to talk about next Monday what you can do to bring that wild, to bring that super sexy into the relationship and try to, you know, try to take it to a whole nother level. But at the same time, doing it where you're respecting your mate, because some people aren't too, you know, too cool with bringing extra things into a relationship, extra toys, accessories, products, styles, things like that. So we're going to talk about how to present that to your mate, to your spouse, without turning them off, without turning them away, but, you know, try to bring a little extra wild, extra freaky into the relationship. So real quick, Ms. Joyce, we've got about a minute left. Anything you want to say, anything you want to add in closing to the show?
I just want everybody to know that, you know, saying my blogs are coming out on a weekly basis. Please hit me up at It Might Be About You. Let me know how you feel. Ms. Joyce is one on Twitter. You know, always, I love to hear your feedback, good or bad. I don't care either way. But just to let everybody know, we trying to help everyone out right now. We're not trying to, you know what I'm saying, single anyone out. You may need that, you know what I'm saying, that guidance, that extra push in your life right about now.
And that's what it is. That's what it's about. It's about love, and it's about loving relationships and making the right choices. So what we're doing, we're trying to make sure that you got the information to make the choices, to make the best choice and the right choice for your relationship. And always let us know what you think about what we're doing on the show. If you have any topics you want to discuss, let us know. Also, in the fact of Case of the X, if you have any comments or questions that you want to answer on the air, we always do it anonymous. That way, unless you choose to put yourself out there, we'll do it for you. But all we want to do is try to make sure that we're getting all the information out there. And this Love and series is what it's about. Remember, next week, Love and the Wild, about the 50 Shades and how those 50 Shades can bring right back into your relationship as well, to bring that wildlife out of your relationship. So, once again, thank you each and every week for listening to the show. For Miss Choices, this is Mr. Rod Stevie. And until next time, we'll talk.